Whether Harrisburg is ready for them or not, the socialists are coming. Several Democratic candidates running unopposed in state legislature races are members of the Democratic Socialists of America. The group has been gaining some traction since 2016. For State Impact Pennsylvania, the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier looks at what these candidates are saying about the environment.
At a former church-turned brewery on Pittsburgh's north side, a group of Democratic Socialist candidates are out mingling with donors at a fundraiser. Among the candidates is Elizabeth Fiedler. She's a former public radio reporter at WHYY in Philadelphia, who ran and won a Democratic primary there for state representative because she said she was tired of the two-party system.
Being a Democrat is not enough. It's not enough to me. It's never been enough, and most certainly right now.
Fiedler is running unopposed in the general election and has been endorsed by the Democratic Socialists of America, or DSA, a group that has grown since the 2016 candidacy of Bernie Sanders. Fiedler says both parties are too dependent on corporate donations and thinks their policies reflect that.
When I was knocking on doors in South Philly, people talked about that all the time, whether it was about fracking or the healthcare industry.
Fiedler is one of three DSA-endorsed candidates for state legislature running unopposed on the ballot this year, for whom the environment is a big issue, and who won primaries without running away from the S word. Socialism has been a dirty word in politics for decades, and these days can mean a lot of different things. The DSA advocates for greater public control over the economy by providing more government services in exchange for higher taxes and tighter regulation of industry. The Pennsylvania candidates want a severance tax on oil and gas and more money for the Department of Environmental Protection. Sarah Inamorato is a DSA candidate for state representative in Pittsburgh, who beat a longtime incumbent in the Democratic primary.
We should have environmental policies that ensure that our natural resources remain in the public good and are only used to benefit the people here and not corporate interests.
Though it's gaining popularity among young voters, recent polls show most Americans still have an unfavorable view of socialism. Critics of the DSA say our capitalist system, with lighter regulations on private industry, is the best way to raise the standard of living. Jason Gottesman is a spokesman for the Pennsylvania Republican Party.
You know, it shouldn't be government telling businesses or people how to spend their money or how to best make money. That should be driven by what consumers seem to be important or how businesses feel is best to build themselves.
Gottesman says the type of change Democratic Socialists advocate would stifle the economy and suppress personal freedoms, like property rights. He thinks the Democratic Party is veering towards socialism. At a coffee shop in Pittsburgh's East End, Summer Lee says she doesn't see the problem with that.
So saying that every person in this nation deserves health care, access to health care, that everybody deserves environmental justice, if that's socialism, then I will need someone to explain to me what the problem with that is.
Lee won a Democratic primary for state representative over a longtime incumbent. Like Inamorato and Fiedler, she's running unopposed in the general election. She lives in North Braddock, a town overlooking a steel mill that routinely releases toxic air pollution into a poor, majority black community. Demanding the mill clean up its pollution has been part of her pitch from the beginning. Lee and her DSA counterparts have drawn praise from environmental groups like Conservation Voters of Pennsylvania. But Executive Director Josh McNeil says it's not just because of their policies, but how they talk about them.
They were campaigning on issues of environmental justice and environmental racism. Summer Lee may be the first candidate for state office that I've ever seen talk about the inherent racism in a lot of the way that, you know, environmental impacts are distributed in this country.
None of these DSA legislators-to-be expect their ideas to be fully embraced in the statehouse. But one thing they say they can do is to start to change the conversation in Harrisburg. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.